We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. This week's show, we catch up with Justin Smith, the former All-American Mizzou defensive end from Jefferson City. He was the fourth player taken in the 2001 NFL draft by the Cincinnati Bengals, also played for San Francisco, and made the Pro Bowl five times. Our conversation with Justin Smith after this from Shelter Insurance.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Takes the snap, straight drop, pressure from the outside, swarmed under by a host of Tiger tacklers. McKamey was there. Erickson, Barry Odom, and Justin Smith as well.
Takes the snap. Looking to the right. Pressure from the backside. Steps up. Hit and dropped. Justin Smith with the sack.
Heupel, the quarterback under center on a fourth and one. Hands off to Luttrell. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and brought down at the 40. And the Tigers will take over on downs.
Leading the charge was Justin Smith and Barry Odom.
From the shotgun smoker. Baker also there to protect him. Straight drop. Looks middle. Lost the football. Ball is free and is covered by Missouri. Was it a forward pass? No, a fumble. Tigers get it back with 12-10 to go in the third.
And who do you think made the sack? 96.
The All-American Justin Smith.
Justin Smith made the big play there, brother. That was a great one.
Hey, it's great to see you. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you.
Thank you. You're back in town. Right. And, you know, so just kind of bring folks up today just a little bit on the family and kind of what life is like now for Justin Smith.
Just kind of easing back into it and getting my feet under me as far as what the next step is. And, three boys keep me pretty busy, me and my wife for sure. So
yeah,
that's been the main thing.
Your wife, Carrie, who, of course, was a student athlete here at Missouri as well. There's a lot of things we want to talk about, but I want to get you two kind of engaged because you played with one another. You have memories of those days he had when Larry Smith was the head coach. Mo Ankeny was the defensive coordinator. You had a guy named Ricky Hunley that also was on that staff that of course, played in the NFL as well. But Barry, for you, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you met Justin Smith for the first time?
You know, I was a little bit older than, I think I was a junior when he was a freshman and came in, and just so much, you know, the way that he earned respect immediately when he walked in the door. And, you know, we had heard all the stories, and it was like he walked in and everybody thought at that point he walked on water, right? And then, but then he backed it up. He outworked everybody in the weight room. He outworked everybody on the field in our summer conditioning and then his practice habits. Nobody could keep up with him. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, all the great workers around and all the things. I've never seen anybody be able to hold anything anywhere close to the way that Justin Smith approached the way to play the game. And then his relentless motor in the game is something that I talk to our team about all the time and show clips about. This is the way you're supposed to play the game. And I made a few tackles in my career, and then mainly it was because we had a defensive line that took up all the blocks and did the dirty work. But Justin was on a level that really nobody had ever seen. And to this point, to today, I've not seen anybody touch the way that Justin worked out and the things that he did on the field is the way that he approached it. And that's all self-driven, self-motivation, and then having the mental and physical toughness to do it every single day. He wrote the book on it.
I can remember Justin's senior year at Jefferson City High School. Your father, David, and you one afternoon drove up to Columbia to watch a practice. And we were down on the grass fields, I think practice field number 3. And here comes your father and you walking across this practice field, and eyes just kind of turn from what was going on the field to who is this big guy coming across, you know, the fields to watch practice at that point in time. That's a memory I always have. But for you, Justin, I mean, it did not appear that you faced really many obstacles in your transition from high school ball to college ball. Did you?
I mean, there's always a learning curve. I mean, To make things paint the right picture, I think there was a pretty good template when I got there too. I mean, there was guys like Barry, Jeff Marriott, Brock Olivo. They really had that. They turned the tide. Mm-hmm. So it was mainly just getting in line, following those guys, working out with them, and we tried to get to another bowl game. I mean, they did it first, and they got the tide turning, and really turned that program around with Larry, and that was the big key to that. But as far as the transitioning from high school to college, there was definitely a big transition. I mean, the high school, you really didn't have to pay too much attention your senior year, but when you got to college, you sure as heck did, or you mm-hmm. get knocked off. And the guys we had around, the older group, Barry and, like I was saying, Jeff and Justin Wyatt, some of those guys, just made that transition easy, and they were great players.
How much of what you were able to accomplish early on was a matter of physical tools, and then how much was technique? And my question is, the technique came as you learned the game at a higher level, didn't it?
Yeah, I think the main thing was, you know, with Donnie Summers and Dave Tobe, everybody forgot that Dave Tobe was a strength coach. Mm-hmm. Those guys were really good strength coaches and had us in the weight room and throwing the weight on us, literally throwing the weight on us. And I think that really helps you get your base of getting strong, getting that base of what you need to compete. And then from there, you practice, and then you go out, and then it should just be second nature.
Yeah, I'm curious, what do you remember about Coach Odom? And from a teammate standpoint, I mean, given the leadership skills that you saw him possess, I mean, did you see this in his future?
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, just from the day when I met Barry, he was so much more mature than everybody else in that locker room. Him and a couple of guys, Steve Erickson, a couple of them, the way they carried themselves, and they showed you how to do it right, mm-hmm. because there's tons of examples of how to do it wrong, and there's not very many of how to do it right. And Barry was definitely one of the guys you looked up to and knew the defense inside and out, and he definitely ran the show from the linebacker aspect that you would expect, and it's translated well.
Had 11 sacks your junior year at Missouri, but I want to go back to the decision to come to Missouri. 97, they put to bed the years of losing, right, with the win at Colorado and what was really kind of almost in a Larry Smith appropriate way to finish off that game, running the ball, it seemed like, for the last 9 minutes of the fourth quarter and just exhausting time off the clock. And then you go to the Holiday Bowl, lose to Colorado State. There was some freak plays that took place in that. Had Missouri not ended the years of losing, right, would Justin Smith ever have been a Tiger?
Well, I'm glad they were as good as they were, because it made me come to Missouri and play defensive end. My dad tried to get me to go play tight end at Iowa so bad because he's like, you can't play defense with these guys. So I'm glad they were as good as they were and made it an easy decision to come to Missouri, not go and try to catch a football, which I cannot do.
As you look back on it, though, Justin, just you know, we've all got memories and thoughts, and I'm just curious for you now 20-some years later, as you think back on it, for Justin Smith, a kid that grew up just, you know, literally miles away from this campus, what did it mean to you to be a Missouri Tiger?
I mean, it was huge. I mean, growing up down Jeff City, number one down there was, it was just Jeff City football. That's all you could concentrate on for a little bit there. But the Missouri Tigers and the way they turned it around, I remember being in high school and watching the Nebraska game when the ball got kicked. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, those type of games, I mean, it's probably what's going through all the high school kids now in St. Louis and Kansas City, watching these games that these guys are in nowadays, the big games and them winning and the stadium the way it is and packed, and you want to be there. You want to be a part of something that's important and special, and it's got that going now, and that's how I felt back then.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we go to a break, I want to ask you a question because I've always thought this, and I'm curious if you'll agree with me. I've always thought if you're a Missouri kid, or for that matter, a kid that grows up in any state that has a Division I institution, but if you're a kid that grows up in the state of Missouri, mm-hmm. and if you decide to go on to the University of Missouri and play a sport like football or basketball or whatever, I've always thought there's an amount of celebrity that will follow you from that experience for the rest of your life. Is that accurate?
I just think growing up, I agree with you, whatever state you're in, that should be your goal. I mean, you should want to stay in your home state and do your high school team proud, your family proud, and the state proud. And I think that's starting to happen more and more, and has been happening in Missouri. And they're able to lock down St. Louis and Kansas City, not just everybody go to Nebraska or wherever else they used to go. So I see that happening, and it's great. That's how it should be. If you're playing high school football, your goal should be to suit up for the Missouri Tigers.
I want to talk about your NFL career because, you know, you're very fortunate, right, for anybody to be able to play the game at that level, number one. But to be able to play it for 13 years, I mean, that's pretty remarkable in this day and age, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see if guys are going to continue to play as long. You kind of seeing some guys starting to retire after 9, 10, 11 years. So it'll be interesting to see if the trend continues. I mean, there's always going to be those guys, especially the quarterbacks. They want to play till they're 64 years old now. But can't touch them.
Yeah.
Might as well play.
Might as well play, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that trend goes.
I'm kind of curious. Do you think that's because of the amount of money that's now in the game, or is it because of the influence of injuries, concussions, things like that? What do you think might?
I think every guy makes their own decision, but I think it's probably split right down the middle on those two.
You come out early, right, and after your junior year, and one of the things that is a legend around these parts is when Tim Crumry, the former All-Pro defensive lineman from Cincinnati, shows up to work you out inside the indoor facility. What do you remember about your grappling partner that day?
I just remembered he had cowboy boots on and I had, like, cleats. And I was like, what in the hell is going on that I can't throw this guy off? But that dude was tough as nails. He was psycho. I mean, he really was. He was stone cold crazy. And him being your coach, I mean, he probably didn't teach me the most, honestly, but you couldn't let him down effort-wise and mm-hmm. playing physical for that guy. I mean, he was just so intense. He's probably the most intense human being I've ever been around.
How did you enjoy San Francisco? You were out there for six seasons.
I was out there seven.
Okay.
We actually lived in San Jose, so it wasn't up in the Bay Area, really. But I enjoyed it. It was cool. I had some really cool neighbors that I'm still friends with and things like that, so it made it awesome.
I got to go back to the Cincinnati days because you have your workout, and then I think you went number four in the NFL draft. For that evening, for the culmination of whatever all you had put in to kind of come to fruition that night when your name's called by the commissioner and walk across the stage, what was that like when you heard Paul Tagliabue mention your name?
To be honest with you, I think there's two types of guys. There's the guys that exhale, and there's the guys that go, oh, crap, yeah. we got to produce. And I was definitely in the latter. And you've seen the guys that have exhaled.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They kind of relax, and then the league kind of hits them in the face pretty good. So I was definitely like, oh, this is for real now. I got to get to work. So kind of took that route.
Let's go through some of the numbers, if you don't mind. And five times a Pro Bowler. Also, two times first-team All-Pro, three times second-team All-Pro, two times the San Francisco 49ers MVP in 2008 and 2011, Pro Football Focus Defensive Player of the Year in 2011, Sports Illustrated Defensive Player of the Year in 2011, obviously two-time first-team All-American, two-time first-team All-Big 12, and the Big 12 Defensive Freshman of the Year. And the thing I look at, you think about your career in the NFL, 880 tackles in the league, 87 sacks in the National Football League. There are some, Justin, that say you're going to be in that conversation to make it to the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton. When you hear talk like that, again, for a kid that grew up in Jeff City, what goes through your mind?
Well, I'd say, number one, I would say that shows you how important it is to be on a good team. Mm-hmm. I mean, my numbers were pretty much identical. Different position, but numbers were almost to a T identical. Mm-hmm. Bad team, Cincinnati. Nobody gets any recognition on that team. There was a lot of good players on that team. We just weren't good as a team. San Francisco, we played good as a unit. Everybody got the recognition, maybe deserved or undeserved. So I think just knowing as far as it really drives home the fact to me how much of a team sport football is, and work together, good things happen. And in Cincinnati, on some bad teams, it was too many individuals, and really drove those teams apart with some really good players. But that's what it really speaks to me. And my numbers were identical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. A couple of things I want to talk to you about too. I want to get your feedback. Quarterback that you took the most satisfaction in planting into the turf. Don't say Kirk Farmer.
Yeah. anyone I could touch, get my hands on was satisfying to me because they were hard to get to. But I don't know, I was kind of like hitting Favre.
Yeah.
For some reason. Him and never hit him very often, but just Tom Brady, just because he's such a winning machine. He had a little bit of jealousy towards him.
Favre ever have any conversation for you after you tackled him?
Yeah, I mean, he was just a good old boy. He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
Real cool dude.
What about the most difficult offensive lineman you had to go against? You saw a lot of double teams during your career.
Yeah, I'd say Walter Jones, hands down, was probably the best one I ever played against. And Jonathan Ogden, some of those other guys. My first three games, I called my agent to make sure they couldn't take my signing bonus back. Because I was like, where'd these dudes come from? I've never seen anything like these guys in college. Jonathan Ogden, 6 foot 10, 375 pounds, stuff like that. And then Big Cat Williams, some of those older guys like that when I first came in was a real eye-opener to me. And I was like, better go back to the drawing board a little bit and learn a pass rush move or something.
How much time do you spend watching the game now?
First couple of years, not so much, but I'm starting to now more. I think first couple of years, you get out, you're pretty much watching it like it's still tape in film study or something. I couldn't enjoy it, but now I'm sitting down and enjoy it and watch it. It's fun to watch.
You recently had a reunion, I think maybe a year ago, with some of those guys that were on that 98 team that beat West Virginia. And I'm just curious, in a 40-yard sprint, who wins? Justin Smith, is there anyone on your team that you couldn't beat? I'm trying to remember the guy that scooped and scored Carlos Posey.
It would be a bunch of pulled hamstrings.
Yeah.
Right now,
all right. So, but you and Posey, who wins that race?
Posey by a mile. You kidding me?
Didn't you recently race Carlos Posey though?
Yes, we did race, but yeah? it was a muddy track.
It was a muddy track, and did you wipe out at the end of that race?
Yes, I did. It was a muddy track.
Yeah. Anyway, I apologize. I forgot Posey's name. Just a thought on Missouri before we let you go. Again, a program that you've got obviously a great deal of pride in what you were able to accomplish here. As you look at things now, just some thoughts that come to mind as you watch what he's done and watch how this program is growing.
Under Barry, I've seen a real gritty program. Doesn't quit. They keep fighting, keep coming back, and it's been fun to watch. The facilities that have finally caught up to the program and needed to be there, and they're just fun to watch. Well-coached football team, good football team. And they play hard. I mean, that's what you want to see.
It's great to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you.
Justin Smith with us.
That's Justin Smith, and I'm Mike Kelly with the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast from Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.